This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Coloradans have passed measures to protect abortion and same-sex marriage in the state constitution. CPR's Benta Berkland says the measures are meant to protect against potential changes at the federal level.
Voters overwhelmingly backed adding the right to abortion access into the Colorado Constitution. It would allow public funding for the procedure and ban state or local governments from restricting access. Colorado has been a regional hub for abortion access. Voters also removed a 2006 voter-approved gay marriage ban. Supporters said it was about fairness and equality for the LGBT community and would protect the state if the U.S. Supreme Court reverses protections for same-sex marriage.
CPR's Ben to Berkland. Voters rejected a change to Colorado's election system. CPR's Ben Marcus.
The measure lost handily, and proponents conceded defeat before 10 p.m. on Tuesday. Prop 131 would have created open primaries and ranked choice voting in the general election. The campaign had a massive money advantage, with about $15 million donated by rich benefactors like Kent Thierry, the former DaVita executive. Thierry said in an interview that the loss would prompt some soul-searching about what went wrong. Was it too much and too complex for voters? Even if many voters agree that the current system is broken, leading to low turnout in primaries and more extreme candidates. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado's incumbent U.S. representatives who were running will return to Washington next year. Diana DeGette, Jonah Goose, Jason Crow, and Brittany Pedersen hold on to their seats. And Lauren Boebert returns to the House from a different district. She'll represent Colorado's District 4. Three other House races are still undecided. Snow is making roads slippery this morning. A light snowfall Tuesday afternoon picked up overnight. The National Weather Service says there's a lot of uncertainty with this early storm, but the highest totals are expected south of Interstate 70 and southeast of Denver, and that snow continues through the day. This is CPR News.